Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. I'm your host, Eli J, and today I'm going to be doing a special Minecraft episode, including tips, tricks, and cool news. So I hope you enjoy. And if you don't play Minecraft, you may find this a bit confusing, but for all the Minecraft players that are listening, I hope you enjoy this, and let's start. Now first, let's start off with some tricks. Now, there is a mob that's in Minecraft that most people don't know about, and it is the giant. Now, you might be wondering, what is a giant? Well, the giant is a giant zombie. It is an extremely large hostile mob. The first model appeared in survival test, but was abandoned. Giants were originally neutral mobs and did not attack a player.
Well, there's a really cool fact. Everybody knows the ghast, right? Those fire-breathing creatures in the nether? Well, the voice of the ghast is actually an edited recording of a sleeping cat awakening from its nap.
Now, this is really cool, and in the title, you may see that it says cool news, and the cool news is going to be in an upcoming version in Minecraft, which will be towards the end of the year. It's going to be really cool because there's a creature going to be called the Warden, and you guys don't know about this. You might, but it's not in there unless you're in America. Well, you in Australia, it hasn't came out yet. The Cairns and Cliff update, the Warden one from that. And so, guys, the Warden is an upcoming. I'm just reading from Google, so this may sound a little bit, because I can't really explain it that well, but this may sound like it is from I'm reading it from somewhere, and just in case you think that, yes. And so, the Warden is an upcoming hostile mob in the 1.17 Cairns and Cliff update. And it'll be towards the end of the year. And so the Warden will be the first blind mob to be added to Minecraft instead of following the player normally. It uses skulk-like sensors on its head to detect vibrations. A good defense is to use in order to avoid fighting the Warden is to sneak or throw objectiles such as snowballs or arrows to distract it, which was shown during the Minecraft Live 2020 event. And so, guys, yes, I'll explain that in my own words. If you have a snowball, if you hit it behind, since it's blind, if you hit the snowball behind it on like a wall, it'll think you're there and go there. That's how to trick it, and it. Guess how much health points it has. It has like 84. Okay, never mind. So it's hostile but blind. The attack strength up to 21. Up to 31 hearts. I guess. What? Okay, so guys, the location will be an upcoming biome called the Deep Dark, and the Deep Dark is really cool. So guys, you all know a skulk sensor, and because it detects movement and makes a sound, and so you guys, it looks very much like that. Its movement is very kind of looks like roams around and stuff, but yeah, it will be in an upcoming biome called the Deep Dark. And so, guys, the Warden seems like it gets faster when attacked, and it deals so much damage that it can kill a player wearing full netherite armor in just 2 hits. And any weaker armor or no armor will still be will actually be kill the player being killed in one hit. So it is like going to be the new most strongest mob. And yeah, so if a player gets near to it or tries to attack it with poisoned, wither effect, or similar effects, then the warden will still attack the player. Like, it is blind, but it's very, very, very dangerous. And guys, you can actually hear the heartbeats when you're in the cave. And guys, what they said... Well, okay, I'll explain the habitat. So wardens are found in the deep... are found deep underground in the deep dark, which will be an upcoming biome where... Okay, so the area, it is... The area around us is very dark, so it's easier for the warden to sneak up on the player. Though the depths of the deep dark caves are unknown, it is confirmed to be the lowest point of the Minecraft overworld, which is just above bedrock. Now guys, here's a really cool fact. The first version of Minecraft was actually just created in 6 days. And guys, what else is really cool is that creepers began as a coding area. You probably already know this, but creepers began as a coding error. So guys, one of Minecraft's mobs, the creeper, which is like an electric kind of charged predator, is actually, like, the game's creator didn't actually set out to design such a monster. He was trying to create a pig, but accidentally switched the figure's design for desired height and length when inputting the code. And so the result was a monster that players know and love now. But actually, I didn't know that, because that's really cool. I mean, how would they be able to try to create a pig? But I love how that is, like, one of my favorite hostile mobs was actually going to be a pig, but it was a coding error and came out like that. Now guys, here is something really... Now I'm gonna show you some really cool things to do in lockdown if you're very bored. Okay, so first thing, download Disney Plus. Disney Plus has basically all the Disney shows and movies there are.
Like,
and
Marvel.
Yeah, and it has basically all the Avenger movies. And so you should probably do that. And another really good thing is to start a podcast, because it's very interesting. There's an app called Anchor. I use it. It is free. It gives you your own website. I'm basically promoting Anchor, but I'm not. And so, yeah, it is very good. You can download it. And, like, it brings you all these steps, and you get a podcast for free. It puts you on all the platforms there are, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, basically, like, all of them. And also you can just, like, search up, have your podcast on, and then just a podcast platform, and sometimes it comes up with a website that you can do. But yeah, just starting a podcast is very good. And that's especially, I mean, I think I did it while it was lockdown, when I started Elm. I think I was doing it while lockdown, I'm pretty sure. I was just scrolling through App Store looking for apps because I was bored. And then I found Anchor. But yeah, well, you should really do it, and you can voice message me if you go into the Discover section, or if you find my podcast on Anchor, you can voice message me about it, and I might be able to interview you, or we could probably just have a chat, and I can tell you some tips about podcasting. And so, yeah, downloading a podcast. Now, guys, that's the episode right there. Thank you for listening. That's some Minecraft tips and some cool things for lockdown. And so guys, oh yeah, also one more thing, you guys should really you should clean up your wardrobe and do lots of exercising, because exercising is like, you need to get moving. And so that's very good. And listen to music, because that is very fun to do. So guys, those are some really cool things about Minecraft and about cool things for lockdown. Thank you for listening. More episodes coming soon, and see you next time. Oh yeah, one more thing. Now guys, I actually have been asked to be on News Time again, and so yeah, I will play it in the next episode, or the episode when it has come out, and it will have it, and it will have that. And so yeah, I'm going to be in another one. We have recorded. Okay, so guys, yeah, I am being in another one, and so yeah guys, I will play it in a future episode when it comes out. I'll do it as soon as possible, and thanks for listening. Bye.